Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. Today, we have a lot of interesting things planned. So, to start off, I'm going to talk about something that I think everyone my age knows about, which is the Rice Purity Test. So basically, I think it came from, well, you can find it at ricepuritytest.com. I think it came from someone at Rice, the college, decided to, like, see how pure everyone was. So the higher the score you have, the not so innocent you are, whatever. My score, in case anyone was wondering, is 54. I took it yesterday, so as of yesterday, my Rice purity score is 54, so not that bad. Also, I found something, you guys should take it, first of all, and tell me what you get, because I shared mine. Also, I found something called the Nice Purity Test, which I guess is the opposite of the Rice purity test. My score on that was a 26. And I found it at it's nicepuritytest.github.io. I don't know, I just googled like opposite of Rice purity test and Nice purity test came up. But it was like similar questions, so I guess the higher the score you get, the meaner you are. So I guess it's the same as, I don't know. I just wanted to find something different. So yeah, I came across this random ass question like probably a couple weeks ago, and I was thinking about it because I was thinking about like whenever you go, well, not whenever you go to the doctor, but sometimes they ask for your blood type. First of all, I don't know mine. I have no idea. If I ever needed a blood donor, I guess I would have to find out from like the hospital. But I was like, do animals have blood types? And like, how complicated is this, right? So these are the random questions that pop up in my mind. So the short answer is yes, they do. At least cats and dogs do from what I found. But I urge you to Google it because it's super interesting, but it's super complicated. Apparently dogs have like, I don't remember if it was dogs or cats, but they have like a ton of different blood types. So I think it's interesting they don't have the same blood types as us. Like, it doesn't work exactly the same. So yeah, that was just like a thought. I also wanted to rant about something. I'm so sick of the bots on Instagram. Like, whenever I post, because, I mean, spoiler alert, or not spoiler alert, but like, I'm gonna expose myself real quick. I have a set, like, amount of hashtags that I put, I have like a set list of hashtags that I put on every post, and I use those, and then I use like extra ones that cater to the specific post. But I guess one of the ones in my set list is like something that bots have like connected to somehow, because every time I post, it doesn't matter what it's about, it could be sad, happy, random, not about music at all, and I get like 1,000 promoted on something something records, promoted on hip hop, blah, blah blah blah. Like, what do I have to do to get them to stop? Like, do I just report them all? I've blocked a bunch of them because some of them I guess have it set to where they not only comment on your post but they DM you, and it's annoying. Like, stop. I actually screenshotted it last time. I'm sure it'll happen when I post this episode too. Like, it happens every time and it's very annoying. So that's what I wanted to rant about. I also wanted to share another show from the Titancast Network called Two Drunk Moms. So I'll give you a little explanation, but I'd rather just play their promo and have them explain their show in their words. But basically, they're two moms from Texas that get drunk, and they're really funny, even though I can't always relate to them because I'm not a mom. They're hilarious to listen to. So I highly recommend listening to their show. I'm gonna let them describe it in their words, and I'll be right back.
Hi, friends.
Hi, I'm Amber.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're
Two Drunk Moms.
Check us out every Wednesday on your favorite podcast platform
as we sip our favorite wines and find comedy in the chaos.
Because it's not drinking alone
if you're drinking with us.
Cheers.
And I'm back. Did you miss me? Gets you every time, doesn't it? It's kind of annoying. I need to stop doing that. So I also wanted to talk about, I'm pointing to it on the paper. I write bullets down because I can't remember everything. I used to try to do episodes off the fly and then I would just, I don't know, maybe one day I'll try to do an episode off the fly again and just remember things, but school has made me lose my memory. Anyways, I also wanted to talk about Facebook ads, specifically wedding ads. Ever since Facebook found out that I'm engaged, which obviously is something that I have in my Facebook bio, you know, you change your status or whatever. Every ad is wedding ads. I scroll, wedding ad. Two regular posts from friends, wedding ad. Scroll, wedding ad. Doesn't matter what I talk about now, I'm just gonna get wedding ads. And Instagram does it too, because Instagram and Facebook are connected. So all my ads on my personal accounts are wedding ads, and I don't know how to escape it. I'm not even wedding planning yet. I literally screamed at my phone, we broke up, which we didn't, by the way. We did not break up. Still engaged. But I screamed at my phone, we broke up, thinking that it would stop, and it didn't stop. It doesn't work. I could say, stop the wedding ads, and then I would just get, like, I don't know, stop signs that are somehow a wedding ad. I don't know. Like, one time, my fiancé was saying, baseball into my phone to see if it would, like, stop giving me wedding ads because I was getting so mad for, like, no reason. And you know what it came up with? A baseball mug gift for grooms and groomsmen. It's, like, the top of a baseball bat that they cut off, hollowed out, and made into a cup. And they're like, this is the perfect gift for your groom and groomsmen, like, if they're into baseball or whatever. And I was like, really? Really? You can't stop with the wedding ads? Also, check out my new shirt added to the collection. Heck yeah. I also added, 4 sets of stickers to my sticker collection. I don't remember if I already made a video about my sticker collection, but if I didn't, I'll be making that. It'll be on my Instagram. Not that you want to see that, but you know, it's content, so there you go. Oh, this one's great. So I remembered this random-ass story from high school. I don't know what made me think of it. So basically, I was in this class. I'm not going to name the specific name because I don't want to give away any, like, info somehow. But I was basically in this class that, contrary to popular belief, we had to learn about taxes and insurance and all that crap. Not crap, but useful info, but we had to learn about it in high school in order to graduate. We had to pass, like, a test on it. Did that all wipe from my memory? Yes. Do I think that they should have had that in college as a required course? Yes. So maybe, like, a precursor in high school and then you take a second course in college. That would have been helpful. I recommend that to universities if you're watching, which you're not. I get, like, 10 views. Anyways, I digress. We had to take this class. There was a girl in this class. We were learning about liability insurance and how you're responsible if someone, if you get in a car wreck and someone gets hurt, it's on you. Like, if your passenger gets hurt, if your, someone trips at your house and they break a leg, it's on you, even if they're just fucking clumsy, whatever. I don't know, like, all the legalities of it, but that's basically the gist of what we were talking about that day. And she legit, definitely a Karen in training, if you can't be a Karen in high school. Definitely a Karen in training. She legit said she had a waiver that she has people sign when they get in the car with her so that she's not responsible if they get hurt. What? Like, first of all, if I was the passenger getting in that car, I would be fucking terrified because obviously you're a bad driver if you feel the need to draft up a waiver for people to sign. I don't know if her parents were lawyers or what, but crazy. So yeah, but yeah, I wrote down, I wonder how she's doing now. I bet she works for the IRS or some shit. She's gotta be, like, something crazy. A lawyer, something. She's gotta be, I imagine she works for, like, the IRS, calling people, telling them they owe. I imagine she's doing big things, but, like, big things that a Karen would do, you know? Complaining to the managers and shit. Like, not enough ice in her drink. Anyways. I also want to talk about something real. So, school has been stressing me out, right? Like, crazy. I'm trying to finish my thesis. There's, like, a weird noise. I think it's my sink. Sorry. School's been stressing me out. I'm trying to finish. And I get the weirdest cravings. I'm gonna call them stress cravings. Not sure if that's, like, proper term. Whatever. Not a doctor. I eat the weirdest shit when I'm stressed out. The other night at midnight, okay, this is something that I've talked about before. Whenever I eat sweets, I crave spicy. And whenever I eat spicy, I crave sweets. Well, I was craving both at the same time. Sorry that you can hear people yelling at my dog in the background. Kind of annoying. So I ate spicy ass chips with chocolate, like, together. Like, I was pouring chocolate chips in my hand with the spicy chips and eating it. And, yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I might eat it again. Like, it was pretty good. But I thought that was weird. Stress does weird shit to me. I get acne, which I guess that's not weird. That's normal. I feel like my hair falls out more. Maybe I'm just crazy. I eat a lot more than I normally would. I don't really eat that much on a normal week, but if I'm stressed out, all of a sudden everything in the house is good. Sorry about that. I don't know what was happening. But this just in, my sister texted me and said that Winnie the Pooh came out before Mickey Mouse. So that's totally information that you needed to know. What was I talking about? I don't know. So the last thing I wanted to do was share some pod decks. Shout out to pod decks. What the heck? Deck questions. So let's do that really quick. I'm only gonna do a few. I feel like I do these a lot, so I don't know if there are gonna be repeats, but I love them. I love the questions. What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier the most uncomfortable? I've definitely talked about this before. It definitely is uncomfortable when you buy condoms and not pads though. Feminine products never bothered me. I imagine if you're a guy, you might be a little weirded out, but condoms, yes. For me, feminine products, no. What was the weirdest was when old men would come in and get condoms and alcohol, and that was it. If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called? Okay, I've definitely answered this before. Nut sauce. That's what it would be called. What would be the absolute worst name you could give your child? There's a lot of really bad names you could give your child. I've heard really a lot of bad names. Shatheed, as in shithead. Sorry to any Shatheeds out there, but come on. Ashole, asshole. Really any cuss word, but pronounced differently with, like, some weird accents or some shit. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in someone else's home? I'm not gonna say whose house it was, but I know the person I was with totally, will remember this. We were in someone's car, actually, so it wasn't in their house, and we found, like, a sex toy magazine, so I know you'll remember the person who you are. We found that shit. Which body part do you wish you could detach and why? My stomach. Like, take off parts of it to make me skinnier. I don't know. How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? I have no fucking idea. I imagine like 1,000. Toilet paper, over, under. If you say under, you're wrong and you're a psycho. It's over. It's just wrong. Is cereal soup? Why or why not? Once again, we've already been over this. Yes, I think so. I'm not arguing. Do you have a birthmark? If so, where? I have one on my arm. On my shoulder. I don't know if you can see that. The light's really bright. It's right there. That's the only one I know about. I mean, unless you want to count freckles, but I don't think those were there when I was born. Those kind of developed, so. Yeah. We'll do one more, like, really good one. What strange thing would you like to happen at your funeral to make people laugh? Strange thing happen at my funeral? Put, like, funny glasses on me. How fast can you say the alphabet? I don't know, I've never timed it. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, O, W, X, Y, and Z. I fucked up, but that was probably, like, 5 seconds. So, yeah. I hope you guys have all had a great week. The reason that I look semi-okay and then bummy is because my dad's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Dad. And I have to change and wear better clothes in case we take family pictures. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I really appreciate everyone who listens, and I will see you guys next week.
That was a Titancast episode.